Hello, lovelies. This is 5 Minute Manifesting, and I'm your host, Lovey Brown. Thank you so much for joining me today. I am thrilled that you are here, and I want to help you manifest exactly what you want. So today I want to talk to you about how manifesting a specific person is a natural process, and it's the process that everyone uses to become in a relationship, whether they know they're manifesting or not. So the difference with someone who maybe is listening to this podcast, you dear listener, is that you are learning how to deliberately choose your reality. You're learning how to deliberately manifest maybe a specific person or maybe just a relationship or maybe it's something else that you're manifesting. It doesn't matter. The rules are the same. The way that you do it is the same. And it's all just a mirror based on what you believe. But anyone that you know who is in a relationship, think of a person maybe who has a type of relationship that you're interested in being in. Just think of like maybe it's a friend or a family member, or maybe it's, you know, someone that you don't even know that well. You think in your mind, you know, when you see them, you really admire the relationship that they're in. And whether they know about manifesting or not, they have attracted into their lives the relationship that supports their beliefs about themselves. And that relationship could look in lots of different ways. And the relationships in your life are relationships that you've manifested based on the beliefs about yourself. Now, a lot of us come to manifesting because we're experiencing a lot of pain in our relationships. We're experiencing, you know, maybe you've gone through a really painful breakup, and that's why you're looking for information on how to manifest a specific person. I know that's, you know, years and years and years ago when I first started looking for materials about manifesting, I had gone through a breakup and I was trying to figure out how to manifest, my ex-partner back. And that's what helped me decide that I wanted to learn about manifesting. But the thing is that people who don't have that experience, people who are, you know, have found themselves in the relationships that they want to be in, have manifested that into their life because of their beliefs. And they didn't have to deliberately learn about manifesting to do that, because they just already, their life experience or whatever they believe about themselves and themselves in regards to being in a relationship was just, they already naturally believe that. Through whatever reason. And some of us, myself is in this category, had beliefs that did not support me being in the type of relationship that I wanted to be in until I changed that belief about myself. So remember, Neville Goddard says you're the only one to change is self. You're only ever changing yourself. You're not changing other people. And so for a long time, I'm just going to share this about myself, I believed that the person that I liked or wanted to, you know, date or get to know better or had a crush on never liked me back. And in fact, for a lot of my experience in relationships, that was what was reflected back to me, that people that I was interested in or was, you know, just maybe, you know, when you're very first attracted to someone or you're curious about someone, you maybe just have a crush on them. You don't know a lot about them, but you know that there's some sort of attraction there. I always believed that the people that I was interested in wouldn't like me back. And I don't know how that belief developed. I mean, I've thought back, you know, over my life, and I know some things that maybe I could revise or do things with, but I honestly don't know how that belief developed. But that is what I believed for a very long time. And this is, you know, gosh, maybe 15 or 20 years ago, I was having a session with a therapist where I told her that, you know, that I had never had the experience of dating someone that I actually liked and that person liking me back. And that's just not something that I had experienced until later. So I had to work to change that belief so that I could be in a relationship with someone that I liked who liked me back. And it was mutual, you know, mutual attraction and mutual love and that sort of thing. So today I want to give you an affirmation that you can use in your scripting or your focusing or your inner conversations to help change that if that's the situation that you're in. The person I like always likes me back. And I think that's just, it's a really simple affirmation. And it just gets in your brain that that's possible, that it is possible for the person you like to like you back. And for people who haven't deliberately, consciously manifested the relationship that they're in, that they did that naturally. They did that without knowing, maybe without knowing about manifesting, or maybe without knowing that that's what they were doing in their own internal world. But you, that you, because you know about manifesting, can choose to do that deliberately. And you can manifest exactly what you want by choosing what you focus on in your inner world. Thank you so much for listening, and may you manifest exactly what you want. If you do have any questions, do please reach out to me at loveybrownmanifests@gmail.com. Thank you so much.